This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jones. Back in the ATX, broadcasting worldwide from deep in the heart of Texas. It's already Friday, February 3rd, 2017. And the globalists have only begun to realize they're marching into their darkest hour. Let's let Dave Mustaine from the past with his poetry send a message to the globalists. Some of these news headlines. The fall of the globalist control. It's starting to happen right now. You can feel it. Their fear is rising. Their panic intensifying. All their crimes, pedophile rings. No, fire is coming for them. All the children that cried out for help to God. He hears their cries.
In my hour of need,
he comes with a sickle.
No, you're not there. No, I reach out to you.
The darkest hour, think of all the innocents have been through. So cold, no one cares for me. Yes, we know who's behind it, don't we? We know who the enemy is, and nothing they do will ever turn this around now. They are fallen from the beginning. They tried to bring down humanity, and they hurt us bad. But the gates of hell are open, like a big black mouth. All right, ladies and gentlemen, obviously we have more Allah Akbar love, just like we had the attack a few days ago, killed a bunch of people at a mosque in Canada, and they said there's an attack on Muslims. Yes, that was the big spin machine we got. They'll probably try to spin this, too. They'll probably try to spin it. France has completely bent itself over like a mule begging to have the Islamists pour in and rule them and henpeck them and boss them around. The French socialists, the Jacobins, so wanted to defile and sacrifice France in an orgy of evil to their God that they brought in hordes of the most miscreant, West-hating armies that couldn't take Western Europe in the last 1,000 years, but are now taking it because of treachery. What did Cicero, the Roman historian, say? An enemy that comes openly with their banner to your gate is nothing as a threat to those that creep around behind the scenes and claim that they're on your side and care about you and want to help your nation. Yes, the traitor is the plague. Man, I tell you, I don't know what's worse, Austin and its allergies during cedar season right now, or L.A., that place, you drive down the road just through the smog. Everybody was just hacking with sinus headaches. And I just look at the poor folks in Los Angeles. I'm not even trying to bash L.A. I don't know how you live there. You couldn't pay me all the money in the world to be there. It is just a toxic waste dump. I tweeted a joke photo because at the Hertz rental car bus taking us to the airport, you know, from the rental car place, had a bunch of city maps. And I said, look, I found a map of hell. People are like, well, L.A.'s not that hot. You ought to see what Arizona's like. No, it's not about the heat. It's about the atmosphere. Southern Cal hit with worse smog in years as hot, stagnant weather intensifies the toxicity. And there we are. It's like Bugs Bunny there. Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam combined forces. And then, of course, you got the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man there. We'll be back with a big transmission. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Yeah.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I purposely today did not go over the giant stacks of news I have here in front of me. I almost always do it. I almost always get up and spend hours in the morning reading news articles and then in the evening. It just consumes me. But I think it's important sometimes when you get too cluttered in your mind, you just pull back and look at the big picture. And the big picture is this. There are so many Democratic Party organs and organizations and groups openly calling for a military coup against the president that it's just mind-blowing. And a lot of people say, well, good luck, the military's behind Trump and the majority of American people are awake. Yes, I know that. But when they're openly trying to organize and shop at the Pentagon, the former deputy of the Defense Department in Obama's administration is publicly in the news. I just touched reports on this last night saying it's time for a coup. We need to organize one and it's legal and lawful because Trump's a fascist. Trump's a racist. Trump's done all these bad things. And then you've got Vice magazine saying with videos about how a coup would go down and how a coup is needed. There's so much of this, I can't even keep track of it. Now, the Democrats are telling illegals how to resist the Border Patrol. I mean, if I went and organized people on how to resist legal, lawful law enforcement and their duty, that's called organized crime, racketeering, by the very banner, prima facie definition. It isn't, oh, here's how you stand up for your rights. No, it's do not comply, resist, rebel. And it's an attempt to cause a civil war. And basically, this is what hit me last night and this morning. We are in a civil war. It's not coming. There is a civil war. The engine's sputtering on the civil war, the Democrats. It's got smoke coming out. The car's stopping every 5 feet. But they're trying to get it going down the road to run over the country. And it's with Trump battling to change the regulations with his Treasury Secretary to flood cheap credit to the American people like an adrenaline shot into a dying man's heart. It's not good, but it's better than the globalists, trillions hoarding it, never loaning it, freezing the economy, desperately trying to put us into a depression. Trump is trying to flood money. I mean, I'm talking, you're getting 20% on your credit cards. He wants to cut it down to 3%. This is all being announced. I mean, they can direct all this. You just want to do business here. It's what you do. You want to get a home loan? Here, just have it. Boom. You want a business loan? Boom. Here, they've been for 8-9 years, basically zero has been loaned out. Everybody knows that. That's the engine of America. The Texas head of the Texas Banking Association, like 7 years ago, wrote an article for the Austin Business Journal. It was in papers all over the state. But I read on air. It sounded like I wrote it. But he was saying everything that was real about how the mega banks were consolidating, shutting down all the local banks, using the regulations of Frank Dodd to kill the country. What do you think cut the power plants off does? What do you think having China with huge internal tariffs where we can't get our goods in does? What do you think all these screw jobs were meant to destroy the economy and we have their own damn emails? Excuse me. I'm just getting too angry to be on air. Trump is... I mean, I say he's wonderful and good. He's just not out to get us. But look how good that is compared to them. Bill Clinton did a lot of bad stuff. But he did actually get some money flooded out to the people in the economy. Now, they set it up so they get more power down the road. Trump's not doing that. I mean, I don't even know what to say at this point. I mean, they're burning cars and trash cans and attacking women in UC Berkeley, and MSNBC calls Milo a flamethrower while they show footage of people burning things. Again, that is total inversion. Total inversion of reality. And they do it to scramble our brains. And let me tell you, it's working on these people. The people you see out burning things and attacking women are just cowardly, scared, freaked out people who have no real instincts and who have been turned into zombies, but they have one instinct left, tribalism and attack, and go out and attack a woman. And they know that the police are on their side in that criminal jurisdiction, and so they do it with impunity, but nature abhors a vacuum. Nature abhors a vacuum, and you're going to get hurt real bad. Guaranteed. I love how they tried to go to a Gavin McGinnis. Let's get McGinnis on today if he can just pop in. I think we're getting Milo on Monday. And they try to beat them up and then run away. And the Make America Great folks grab them and beat the hell out of them. Oh, no, you're not going to hit me in the back of the head and run off. We're going to hold you up against the wall and knock your teeth out now. I mean, imagine you're the type of guy that hits another man in the back of the head and runs. That's what we're dealing with. That's the level of scum. Okay, people that beat up women. So I figured out what they're doing. It's very clear. They are clearly inciting us to go out and attack back. So the media will then say that we are attacking people. And they're basically starting a street war like the Nazis did as they took power in Germany, or what the Bolsheviks did when they only had control of Moscow. This is the buildup. People say, well, why are they doing it when they're trying to start a war with the biggest armed camp in the world and our military and the police? because it's worked in Ukraine. It worked all over the Middle East. It's worked everywhere. Except Egypt took their country back after 3 years. It worked in Libya. It almost worked in Syria. This is the same deal. Soros has basically never failed, ladies and gentlemen. He crashed the pound. He almost brought that country down. Do you understand? So that's why, because you got a crazed person that when he starts losing, he starts doubling his bets. Oh, I lost, Hillary lost, double the money the next week put in for insurrection. They lose at this level, he'll double it again. And that's what I'm saying. Soros is committing crimes. I know he's got hitmen. I know he's a mobster. I don't like having to get up here and get in Soros' face. But as a man, I've got a responsibility to take him on. And I'm doing it. But Soros isn't stupid, too. Everybody always says Alex is in the CIA or Alex has government connections. No. I have connections to the Republic and the Bill of Rights and what made America great. And I want freedom. Now, we've gotten so big and so strong in our reach that the government can't ignore us. The president doesn't ignore us, the current president, and that's because they don't ignore you. And so, yes, I will just tell everybody point blank on air, because it's not a secret, that all the people, Soros' people, all of them, if you're dumb enough to try to make a move against me or anybody else in my operation, just know everything we do is under surveillance. And by that, I didn't ask for this. I didn't do this. Can you imagine in this war for the Republic the type of asset InfoWars is against the globalist? So just understand that this is a very sophisticated change here in America. And the people now in charge really do stay up late at night trying to make you successful, trying to bring you together, trying to make you wealthy, trying to empower you. Good people are now in charge. You understand? Good people. Extremely noble and moral. And that's who Trump is surrounding himself with, is noble men and noble women. This is the real deal, folks. And everybody who is noble knows my track record and that I'm noble. And by noble, I'm not perfect, but I mean what I say. I'm the real deal, and everybody knows it. But I'm going to just say it right now on air. George Soros must be dealt with. I know he's got dirt on a bunch of people in the old governments. I know he's got all sorts of fail safes. But, I mean, we cannot sit here and watch him start a civil war. I don't care about George Soros. I don't have it out to get him in some pissing contest. He's destroying the country. He's hurt so many other nations and the people he works for. The very shadowy old European money and people are really, really bad folks, okay? They're what the legends come from about don't get close to the castle when it's dark. People disappear. Those old wives' tales, those fairy tales, folks, this is the real deal, folks. You're dealing with a real devil worshiper, okay? Empowered, completely possessed, all right? Dark side knowledge, whole nine yards. Sworn to destroy you. Sworn to destroy Christendom. Sworn to attack the innocents. That's why he's got so much power, is because he's protecting. And the even darker forces behind him, the unnamed ones, are hungry for the blood of the innocents. That man's entire history is one of pure evil. So, those are the systems that we face. The man that opened the gates of Europe to 5 million people, 80% or more military-age men, on their own Facebooks with their war footage to show off to their girlfriends, coming in and laughing and preaching and announcing, you are weak, we will break you. That's why so many Muslims run up to me and they go, Alex, I know it's true. I know a lot of radical Muslims are playing this, but I love America. I don't want to be part of this. Because they know they're all being set up. Louis Farrakhan knows it. That's why he's come out and said that Islam needs a reformation and that we need to stop these people being brought in, and Donald Trump's right. You notice the entire media ignored it when he said that a year ago in our interview. As Louis Farrakhan can see, he can see how he's being set up. This is a very dangerous time, ladies and gentlemen, because know this, the Muslims are going to be destroyed in this as well. I don't want to have this mega war. You understand? So you ask why Soros is so confident, why he's got his little rats out there starting a war with an army, because they've got something bigger planned. They'll break down the other side.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Precipice of a true new era, if we want it. Or we can believe the siren song that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that we must fall. We must fail. Evil must rule. But history doesn't show us that, does it? shows us the cycles. Cycles of the seasons, the cycles of the moon, the cycles of birth and life and death, the cycles of empires, nations, and peoples. They rise and they fall. And this great republic is rising like the mythical phoenix from the ashes. The enemies of humanity are striking out. I mean, you sit there and look logically at the facts. And you'd say 5 million Muslims in just 4 years, 3.5 years into Europe, 80% or more military age men, the government opening the door, inviting them in, the media pushing it, letting them rape, kill, steal, to the point that they know they're above the law, so they get in big packs together, as men will do when civilization begins to collapse, and will go into mob psychology and begin all sorts of horrible criminal activity. And you ask, how will the governments of Europe get away with that? The people will turn against it. But you see, they believe the media is so strong in its mind control that they can guilt Europe into submitting via mass Stockholm syndrome and accepting it and actually converting to a weird globalist, socialist, communist form of Islam. And that's the real plan. Unbelievable. And then just wage war against Europe, wage war against the Muslims in their own countries. It's 360 war against all of the species. That's what fluoride is in the water. That's what the additives in the vaccines are for. That's what the cancer rate exploding is all about when it was non-existent in children 50 years ago and is now off the charts. It's all about testing and controlling you. And Trump is turning the corner saying, we're going to investigate vaccines. We're going to investigate fluoride in the water. We're going to investigate why glyphosates are in all the water supplies. We're going to look at prescription drugs now. Because Trump is almost like a Christian scientist when it comes to not going to doctors and not taking any pills or anything. I mean, he really, 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 really just does not like the system. And he is a giant wrecking ball into it of just sanity and common sense coming back in the world. And the delusional minions of the system are just don't know what to do. But the Soroses of the world have everything to lose. That's why they're in maximum overdrive. That's why they're saying, look at Milo, throw a flame bomb. When Milo's having flame bombs thrown at him, you go, but they're lying. They've got their audience already in suspended disbelief, in cognitive dissonance. They've got them on board. So now, like a cult, like the Nazis, when there's a million Russians a mile away and half a million Americans 5 miles away, and there's shells dropping every 2 seconds on top of your bunker, or there's just a continual explosion constantly, and they're still believing that Hitler was going to beat them. So you ask what their problem is. They're in a cult, folks, and they're in a better position than Hitler was in his bunker under the Reich Chancellery. They're in a bad position, but we've basically, to use the World War II analogy that I use a lot, is this is basically like Stalingrad with the collapse of the main German force and the whole war basically being decided there. Even more than it was with D-Day and all the rest of it. Millions killed on each side, and then the collapse began there. But the Germans kept fighting. And I hate to demonize the Germans. The Germans got manipulated into the war, and it was British intelligence put Hitler in power, and it was all secret agreements and treaties, and a lot of that's been declassified. That's why it's so hard to beat Machiavellian behavior out of the U.K., because that's where the Black Nobility came out of Italy and went over there and set up operations. It just gets very sophisticated from that point on, but I'm not picking on Germany. I always go back to that analogy. It's just too perfect of an analogy to use World War II, obviously, for so many reasons. And again, that whole war was meant just to wreck Europe and get control and get a world government as well. So it's just the same evil we're fighting over and over and over again. And we come back and get into all the Allah Akbar stuff, all the latest videos. There's so much. I'm going to get to it all. We got a couple big guests on today I'm really excited about. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar, InfoWars.com. Keep spreading that URL. The enemy hates it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Wow, 2 weeks since he was sworn in as the 45th president of the United States, and totally delivering. And I've got to say, the biggest thing he's done is bringing God back into America and his son, Jesus Christ, and saying we want the providence. I mean, that spiritually, that's number one, putting God first. And saying we fear God and want to follow God's directives, even though we're spoiled, rotten, little demonic creatures, and we know it. Fallen creatures, but we also have that good side. Made in the image of God. We understand our best work's dirty rags, but you expand out from there to physical. Declaring we're sovereign, declaring we have a border, that's declaring we're a nation. Globalism's like, it's crazy. They have borders and actually check people. No one's ever done that. Again, Milo's throwing firebombs. Milo's a flamethrower. When they show people throwing flame, it implies he's the one firebombing. It's crazy. He's a fire flamethrower bomber. He's so bad. What will he do next when it's their people attacking? So that's the method of their madness. And they are openly, I covered this last night. I've got it here in my stack. Or I think I left it on Drew's desk. He'll bring me the articles. And this didn't even get any attention. It's like in major publications, they're like, yeah, we're organizing a coup. You know, we're going to the Pentagon and meeting with people and trying to organize a coup. That's like saying, yeah, we're going, you know, over to the shooting club and trying to organize some veterans and, you know, do a drive-by of the White House. Democrats organizing criminal coup against Trump. That's the video I shot. There's an article on Infowars.com as well that goes over it. And that just shows the atmosphere we're in. Oh, they're Democrats. You're allowed to beat up women for no reason. And then they put on the news that I was arrested and thrown out of the inauguration. Just totally made up. You beat up women. I report on it. I go get the cops. I demand they do something. The cops are walking beside me. You say I was arrested and thrown out. I mean, this is the total deception world we're witnessing. Where I had friends and family and my lawyer call and say, were you arrested? Or Alex, were you being good at the inauguration? Were you drunk? You're just like, no, I did have a glass of wine that night, though, in celebration. No, I wasn't drunk at 11 a.m. trying to get to the inauguration while they were beating up women on the side of the street in front of me. And I went and got the cops, and that turns into I'm arrested, drunk, and thrown out of the inauguration. And Milo's throwing flamethrower bombs when he's under attack from flamethrower bombs. In fact, let's play that clip as I mentioned it. Here it is.
Let's talk about this news that developed overnight over out in California. The president tweeting this morning about those protests at Berkeley. Here's what he says. If UC Berkeley does not allow free speech and practices violence on innocent people with a different point of view, no federal funds? And just to remind our viewers, this protest developed overnight out at Berkeley because Milo Yiannopoulos, a sort of noted troll, sort of flamethrower, if you will, was set to speak. Joe, you support the statement from the president, the threat to essentially strip federal funding from one of the top universities in the country. Why?
Oh, Hallie, absolutely. I mean, think about it. UC Berkeley, the birthplace of the free speech movement, used violence last night to shut down speech. If a conservative speaker can't speak on a college campus receiving federal dollars, absolutely those dollars should be yanked. The administration, the college administration, should make sure that all voices are...
Absolutely. That is a criminal, that is a criminal enclave. We're going to get some liberal professors on from California who have been exposing this for quite some time later next week. MSNBC reporter calls Milo a flamethrower. And again, if you're a radio listener, I'll fill you in. They're showing footage of people throwing firebombs and things burning. And again, it's implied, oh, it's his fault. He's flamethrowing, or his speech is the reason this all happened. And then they show footage of the rioters, the anti-free speech thugs, the anti-free speech racketeering gang. You know, that's what it is. Whenever the KKK would try to keep black people from voting or try to keep black kids from going into schools, and then they would show up in mass and try to intimidate people and beat them and attack them, that's called racketeering. That's why they created racketeering laws. It's organized crime practices. When you've got an organized group of 1,000 people burning and throwing things and attacking people and attacking them because they're white, even though you're white, well, that's mainly white people doing that. And you're tearing up your own university. And you're trying to basically kill people. And you're throwing feces and urine on them to stop them from gathering. You're a monster. Now, let me start getting into the Allah Akbar attack and all the rest of it that's been unfolding. We also now have the so-called anti-fascia threatening young daughter of pro-Trump journalist. I mean, this is going to a whole new level of evil. I've got to go over all this and play some of these clips. But right now, I want to play a report by Millie Weaver, our newest reporter. She's been working in the field for about a year. Well, we've been doing stuff off and on for us about 3 years. This is her powerful report. She destroys cowardly anti-Trump Berkeley terrorists. Here it is. Is what they are. Death lovers.
The events that have just
just happened at UC Berkeley should be a wake-up call to every freedom-loving American of every race, color, and creed. If you thought the left was just going to stop after President Donald Trump was inaugurated, well, you can see from this clip that you are sadly mistaken. If you were a MAGA hat, you are now a target. If you wear a Trump t-shirt, you are now a target. And if you are a woman, you are a specific target. We now live in a world where going to a college speaking event, not even a political rally, is enough to get you physically attacked and menaced by those who disagree with you. I've experienced this intimidation myself while attending a pro-abortion, nasty women's march in D.C.
So these women's rights protesters are completely trampling all over somebody's garden. Excuse me. I'm a woman here, and do I have a right to work? Are you against my right? Question. Yeah, are you against my right to report as a reporter?
Work.
So why are
these
you
are men trying to stop her?
Shot right now.
You're broadcasting terrorism to the people. You're terrorizing millions of people. You're supporting
No, we're not. We're just
Hitler.
Showing the truth. We're showing
Franco
the truth. You're supporting Hitler? Are you kidding me?
This intimidation did not work on me, but these unprovoked attacks on defenseless women are despicable. What kind of coward attacks a defenseless woman? And they like to call Trump supporters fascists and Nazis, but these people are the embodiment of Hitler's brown shirts that he unleashed on his political enemies. Let's go ahead and look at the definition of terrorist. It is a person who uses unlawful violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims. These cowards are terrorists and should be treated as such. They're trying to start a civil war because they're mad that their demented version of socialism failed in the voting booth. And I bet most of them didn't even turn out to vote. So what are you going to do about it? Are you going to stay silent and hidden and be afraid? Or are you going to stand up for freedom and free speech? Because make no mistake, what we have witnessed is a shot across the bow, and the Antifa have raised their skull and crossbones flag. No quarter will be given, and it will only be a matter of time before somebody will be killed by these animals. And when, not if, someone is killed, the Twitter left will praise the death of a Nazi. Do you really think the American people are that dumb? Do you really think we're just going to stand by while these ninja bullies kill someone for wearing a hat or a shirt? President Trump has responded to this attack on the First Amendment by threatening to pull federal funds to UC Berkeley, and I applaud him for that. But it was the mayor of Berkeley that told the left to rise up, and it's pretty clear that it was the chief of police that ordered his officers to stand down. They should be charged for this, and we should take to the streets and demand that this happen, because if we don't stand up for our freedom of speech, then we will lose it forever. At the next event, be prepared to be attacked. Be prepared to defend yourself. Be prepared to be spit on, hit with sticks, and maced in the face. Be prepared to defend your life against the anti-tolerant left, the alt-left, because they have a taste for blood, and they are not going to stop until they destroy this country with their retarded, politically correct ideology. Don't attack first, but if it's a fight they want, then let's give it to them. But we can stop them without violence. We can stop them with superior numbers. So turn off the TV, kiss your kids, and get out on the streets and defend freedom, because they will not attack if they are outnumbered. Cowards only attack if they have the superior numbers. So it's time for you to choose a side. Are you going to stand by idly? Are you going to get out on the battlefield with me in the info war? I'm Millie Weaver, and I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Well, you got to love that, I tell you. And she wanted to work with us like 5-6 years ago, and she did some reports for us. I just didn't even have the capital or the crew to basically edit the raw pieces she was sending us, her and her boyfriend at the time. And it was really, you know, great, you know, amateur stuff. That's how I started out. And now look at her. I mean, she caught Hillary in there with the gurney in the medical tent for 45 minutes, 5 days before she collapsed in New York. Her and her a crew member her partner, have just done a fabulous job. Very, very exciting. And so I look forward to getting her in here with Leanne and the rest of the crew just to commentate live because, I mean, just look at her. She's absolutely more focused, more riveting, more informed than the garbage, the polished crap that you see on CNN, MSNBC. And then you look at the great work of the rest of our reporters. It's just a wonderful team. We're very, very blessed to have them all. Here's a man beaten and bloody for supporting Milo. Quote, "This is not America." This is from CBS. Here it is.
This is some of the damage we've seen done.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
What happened to you?
My name's Eddie Brock.
And how did you get there?
So, as we were talking earlier, I decided to be for Milo, for freedom of speech, for freedom of expression, to let Milo talk at this place. And these anti-fascists decided that that was too much, threw rocks at me, broke my phone, and decided to steal from me and break my face. Nothing but cowards. And this is what they want to represent. This is not America. America is freedom. America is liberty. And America is Donald Trump.
And then you can tell that guy is obviously smart, informed, a classical liberal. But the guy probably voted for Obama 4 years ago. He's broken their conditioning. Trump has open arms to everybody. He's bringing America together. Democrats didn't give unity speeches with Hillary saying, well, let's not be mean to gay people like Trump did, and everybody clapping. And I mean, again, that's what's now making a lot of conservative Christians mad. They're like, wait a minute. He's going to have civil rights for gays? Listen, just because the left lied about him and said that's what he was doing, and you're like, oh, Trump's great, he hates gay people, that's not the reality of what happened here. Now, does that mean we want the, quote, globalist gay agenda targeting kids in schools? No, I don't want any sex being taught to kids. That's all part of the pedophile agenda that they're trying to hijack onto other movements. And that's coming up, by the way. We're going to go back into Pizzagate in the middle of the third hour today because more's come out. We told you if we ought to go pull this up from about 2 weeks before the election, I hammered it every day from my NYPD sources. And then I, of course, have Mr. Hagman, who's on Monday, who also has the NYPD sources, separate ones. And by the way, I made him show me all the sources. I mean, I trust him. I've known him 10 years. But, I looked at his sources, too. And some of the stuff I said, no, actually, don't show me that, what they'd given me. He's very quick, like, yes, we didn't transfer this digitally. I mean, this is dangerous stuff, folks. Okay? And it's, let's just say I know all about it, and it's information that makes me feel dirty to even know. Okay? And so it's not just him sending pictures of his wiener, pun intended, to a 14-year-old girl. It's reportedly more than that, but notice, we broke that he was under investigation first on the whole child porn thing, and that there was more coming out. And he's tied into all the what's known as Pizzagate, but they gave it that name, Pizzagate, focused on some pizza place, ran all the news headlines about it, and I remember saying to the crew, everyone's obsessing on this pizza place, New York Times, CNN, up front, like the whole story's about this place in D.C., not New York. I said, watch, they're going to turn the whole story into this and ignore all the other emails and everything else, and we're going to have the kids in the hot tub, and Obama wants $65,000 worth of succulent hot dogs, and all this obvious code crap. And now that's come out, and now in Pennsylvania, in New York, in Florida, in California, they're arresting hundreds and hundreds of people and charging them with not just child porn, running pedophile rings. Let's put that LA article back up. KTLA News 5, 474 arrested, 28 sexually exploited children rescued during statewide human trafficking operation. And that's because the green light from on top's coming. Police officers aren't going to be fired. They're not going to be set up or killed. See, in the old days, if you tried to expose a pedophile ring, they'd load child porn on your computer. They'd break into it and do it. That's why they remember hearing, like, the Pentagon, 10,000 computers or whatever had child porn. No, they didn't. They went in and loaded that on there to blackmail the military and say, we found child porn on here, but if you do what we say, we won't do anything. You're like, what are you talking about? That's the kind of stuff that's gone on. Well, let me tell you something. The real pedophiles better look out now. Because as soon as Sessions is sworn in as Attorney General, and by the way, I'm not giving out secrets here because the globalists already know all this. I'm letting the public know. The gloves are off, okay? There's, quote, no limits to what radical jihadists, pedophiles, and other people. You are about to have hell rain down on you. Okay? So, just get ready. Yeah, there's one out of Pennsylvania where they dressed up like teddy bears when they raped the kids. That was one of the raids I'm talking about. You just search. I'll help create some of the articles. But that's all coming up. A segment from the Joe Rogan Experience, 90 million downloads a month. This, they say, is the biggest Joe Rogan experience ever with yours truly, Alex Jones. Broke all the records. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel body armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And the hot springs flow.
Hammer of the gods
will drive our ships to new lands. ice and snow. Let's go ahead and get to another clip here. So the hot springs flow. That's the William the Conqueror invasion of France and then England. That's what the song's about. Some smart poetry right there. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to historical poetry. Let's go ahead and play this clip of the British Prime Minister as the planets aligned, being pro-Trump, pro-America, pro-sovereignty, pro-family, and defending Trump in the Parliament. Here it is.
President Trump has torn up international agreements on refugees. He's threatened to dump international agreements on climate change.
Yeah, your sellout's over, punk.
He's praised the use of torture. He's incited hatred against Muslims. He's directly attacked women's rights. Just what more does the President Trump have to do before the Prime Minister will listen to the 1.8 million people who've already called for his state visit invitation to be withdrawn?
That's right. Block free speech.
The Right Honourable Gentleman's foreign policy is to object to and insult the democratically elected head of state of our most important ally. Let's just see what he would have achieved in the last week. Would he have been able to protect British citizens from the impact of the executive order? No. Would he have been able to lay the foundations of a trade deal? No. Would he have got a 100% commitment to NATO? No. That's what Labour has to offer this country. Less protection for British citizens, less prosperous, less safe. He can lead a protest. I'm leading a country.
Now, let's expand on that. Trump's one problem is torture, but he knows it's ongoing policy and it's done. So he's so truthful, he has to admit it. And now they decided to actually stop it. Obama never stopped it. And now he says, okay, Mattis says don't do it, we're not doing it. That's what you get with Trump, folks. That's what's noble, is that he tells you what he's going to do. We're going to come back, and I've got to get into the Allah Akbar attack when people are dead at the Louvre and all the rest of it. I just get so sick of it. And they'll try to spin this and claim it's an attack on Muslims like they always do, like last week. Was it even last week? When was the attack up in Canada? I mean it happens so much now, we don't even pay attention. How about for Israel's? He doesn't want to bring more millions of refugees in, of military-age men, to kill us. Trump is horrible. What do you say, Prime Minister, for yourself? We'll be back. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's too much civil unrest, too much terrorism, and unstable global markets. I'm tired of riding the ups and downs of the market. It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare?